No need to memorize anything like this, but just know it's very complex because of the diversity that's here, that's represented here, but also because of the different nutritional needs of various eye structures. Now, in the next part of my talk, I'm going to be sharing with you. I don't have time to go through all 30 nutrients. That would take probably a whole weekend symposium of me talking to go through all 30 nutrients, but I'm going to touch upon three of the most important classes of nutrients for eye health. And what these are number one, the macular carotenoids, number two, omega fatty acids, and number three, bioflavonoids. So let's dive a little bit deeper into each of these three classes of nutrients and why they're so important for eye health, but also where can we get them from. So the macular carotenoids, as I mentioned earlier, there are three of them: lutein, zeaxanthin, and mesozeaxanthin. Now, maybe you've never heard of them, or maybe you have, but it's kind of hard to remember the names. They're kind of long, they're complex, but these are what I like to consider eye vitamins. These are the vitamins that are very specific for the eye. Now, officially, they're not vitamins. They're actually called bioactive compounds, but they do fall into the carotenoid class. And they're because of that, they are cousins to other carotenoids, for example, beta carotene, lycopene. These are just some of the other carotenoids that are cousins, vitamin A as well, cousins to the macular carotenoids. Now, another scientific name for the macular carotenoids is xanthophyll carotenoids. Now, xanthophyll, the root of the word, means yellow. And that's because these carotenoids tend to be yellowish or yellow-orange in color. So they're pigmented compounds, pigmented nutrients. And the reason why these are so important is because our bodies cannot make these nutrients, but they absorb the bo our bodies can absorb these nutrients from the bloodstream, from our diet that, travel from our diet, absorb them, and these pigments get deposited inside the eye into the macula. Now, I was showing you earlier my eye model, and let me just open it up here again. So the back of the eye here is the retina, and this yellow spot is representing the macula, or the center of the macula, the fovea. And this is where these three pigments get deposited. And why do they get deposited there? Well, it's because these pigments, these eye nutrients, are very potent antioxidants. So imagine there's a lot of toxicity that gets into the eye from light, whether it's UV, UVA, UVB light, or even blue light that may be coming from our screens, coming from the lights in our households. These different wavelengths of light come into the eye. They can potentially do damage to the retina, but these pigments are there to neutralize those wavelengths of light. So you can almost think about these pigments like your internal shields against light toxicity, against phototoxicity. You can even think of them as your eye's natural sunglasses and your eye's natural blue blockers. So no need to get blue blocking glasses, but rather make sure you're getting enough of these macular carotenoids in your diet to naturally protect against blue light and UV light. Now, what's the distribution of these three carotenoids? Well, they get distributed almost like a bullseye. So the outermost circle, which is represented here by the bright yellow, this outermost circle is lutein. So lutein is out on the outside. Remember, it's still inside the eye, but on the outer ring is lutein. Inside that is zeaxanthin, and inside that is mesozeaxanthin. That's represented by the darkest orange. So zeaxanthin is the lighter orange color you see here, the thinner ring, and the bright orange in the middle is due to mesozeaxanthin. Now, these are the chemical structures of these three antioxidants. As you can see, they're very long molecules. If you think back to your chemistry class, maybe in high school or college, you can see that these long molecules, they have a lot of atoms, but they also have a lot of electrons. And the reason why these are very effective as antioxidants is because these long molecules can contribute their electrons to neutralize free radicals and oxidative damage. So that's why they're very long. They're kind of built to give up an electron when it's necessary to prevent ocular damage. And so Now, I just wanted to share with you some of the important studies using these dietary macular carotenoids, or one particular eye condition, which is relatively common in older individuals, which is age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. So this was probably the first landmark study published in 1994 by Joanna Seddon and her colleagues. And this study looked at individuals and looked at their dietary intakes of certain nutrients and what their risk was for vision loss from advanced stages of macular degeneration. So not the earlier stages, but really the advanced stages. And so what the study found was that people who had the highest quintile intake of carotenoids had a 43% lower risk for macular degeneration compared with the people who had minimal to no carotenoids in their diet, the lowest quintile. So highest quintile did the best with a 43% risk reduction. And of all the carotenoids, lutein and zeaxanthin were the highest in terms of their beneficial value in terms of protecting against age-related macular degeneration. So again, 1994, so now that's about 30 years ago or so, that was the first study to really show the impact that diet can have on reducing the risk of vision loss. Now, since then, there have been many, many, many other studies looking at diet and carotenoids and macular degeneration, but many of the studies look at dietary intakes, or they actually measure serum carotenoid levels or skin carotenoid levels. But the best way to know if you're getting enough macular carotenoids is a test that's done by an eye doctor. Now, not all eye doctors do this, however, but certain research facilities have this test available. It's called macular pigment optical density, macular pigment optical density, which is MPOD. And it can actually measure non-invasively, measure the amount of carotenoids in the center of the retina that get deposited. And so there was one study here that was published in 2005 that showed that people who had higher intakes serum carotenoid concentrations actually had higher MPOD levels. So there was a direct relationship. The more your intake, the higher the MPOD level tended to be. So again, it's MPOD that really is the marker, the biomarker for carotenoid intake. Now, unfortunately, most ophthalmologists, most optometrists don't do this test on a regular basis. It does require specific instrumentation to perform, but it can be done, again, mainly in research settings, especially when studies are being done. MPOD is measured in patients. Now, this was perhaps the largest study looking at macular carotenoids and macular degeneration. This was published in 2015, and it had over 100,000 participants. And these individuals were followed for over 26 years. So it was a long-term study. And in this study, they predicted the plasma carotenoid score. So they didn't actually measure in the blood or in the skin what was the carotenoid concentration. What they did was they did food frequency questionnaires in these 100,000 people, and they estimated what their plasma carotenoid levels would be. And in all of the 100,000 people, they found that out of those 100,000, about 1,300 had intermediate macular degeneration, 1,100 had advanced macular degeneration. But the key point is this: again, a higher carotenoid intake was associated with an inverse risk of advanced macular degeneration, with a relative risk of 40%, so relative risk of 0.59, which equates to about 40% reduction in risk. So this was very, very significant. If you eat the right way, if you include these macular carotenoids, you can reduce your risk of advanced macular degeneration and vision loss by anywhere from 40 to 43%. And so, sorry, I went the wrong way on the slide, but we'll go this way here. And then finally, this is the last study I'm going to share with you about the macular carotenoids. There was a recent meta-analysis published last year in 2023 by a group of individuals, including one of my colleagues at New York Eye and Ear Infirmary, which is where I'm an associate professor, Dr. Richard Rosen, who's a leading researcher in retina. And he and his colleagues looked at all of the studies that had been published on carotenoids and macular degeneration. And so it wasn't 100% of the studies that showed the benefit, but 11 out of 20 studies showed that a higher intake of dietary carotenoids, specifically the macular carotenoids, lowered the risk of macular degeneration. And again, the highest quintile of serum lutein zeaxanthin or intake of lutein zeaxanthin was associated with the lowest risk of advanced macular degeneration. So the take-home point here is that have lots of lutein and zeaxanthin in your diet. That's the bottom line if you want to prevent macular degeneration naturally. Now, what is the recommended intake of these carotenoids? Well, there is no USRDA, which means US recommended daily allowance. We don't yet have that guidance, but based off of carotenoid researchers, these are the numbers they put out. So the recommended daily intake or the RDI of these macular carotenoids for lutein is anywhere from 6.5 to 20 milligrams a day. For zeaxanthin, it's about 1 to 2 milligrams a day. And for mesozeaxanthin, unfortunately, there is no value that's recommended because mesozeaxanthin is not readily found in foods. It is found in the skin of certain fish, for example, mackerel and trout. It can be found in small amounts in the skin of those types of fish. But in general, it's very hard to get mesozeaxanthin from diet alone. What we think happens is that much of the lutein that's gotten from externally, again, from diet or from supplements, gets converted into mesozeaxanthin and then deposited right at the very, very center of the retina. So we think the body is converting lutein into mesozeaxanthin. So again, this is why having enough lutein is so important in one's diet. Now, compared with what the recommended daily intake is, what do most people, especially people on a Western diet, get in their daily, their daily intake? So lutein, instead of getting 6.5 to 20 milligrams a day, most people are getting only about 1 or 2 milligrams a day. So a huge discrepancy between what we need and what we're getting. In terms of zeaxanthin, most people need about 1 to 2 milligrams a day. Unfortunately, most of us, especially if we're on a Western style diet, have less than 1 milligram a day. So again, huge gap between what we need and what we're getting, which stresses the importance of making an effort to really increase your dietary intake of carotenoids. But also, if you feel that the gap is too hard to close, to take a supplement. And we'll talk about supplements towards the end of the talk as well, because I do get a lot of questions about eye supplements. Now, how can you get lutein and zeaxanthin through foods? The most highly concentrated foods that, or the foods that have the highest concentration of lutein and zeaxanthin include the leafy greens. So, for example, kale is probably the number one food that provides a very high concentration of lutein and zeaxanthin, but also arugula, spinach, broccoli, Swiss chard, collard greens, romaine lettuce, mustard greens, dandelion greens, and bok choy. And this is not a complete list. There are other foods as well, but this is just kind of a starter list to learn about the leafy greens that are highest in these macular carotenoids. And if you think about the concentration of these nutrients, and you also think about the way the food is prepared, if you cook these leafy greens, the concentration actually gets more concentrated, or it's more dense. So 1 cup of cooked kale will provide you with 23.7 milligrams of lutein and zeaxanthin. So well over that 20 milligram target range that we should be getting. Now, you can see spinach comes in a close second at 20.4, followed by Swiss chard, mustard greens, and so on. Now, if you're having any of these leafy greens instead of cooking them, let's say you're having them raw, then I usually suggest anywhere from, if you're just putting it in it, putting the leafy greens in loosely, excuse me, I recommend about 5 cups. If you're packing it in, I would recommend about 3 cups. So, excuse me, I'm just going to grab a drink of water. My throat is quite dry because I'm getting over a sore throat. So please forgive me for that. Now, let's say you're not a big fan of leafy greens. Let's say you don't like the taste, it's a little bit too bitter for your taste buds, Or let's say you have a sensitivity to oxalates. Many people may have a sensitivity to oxalates and they really cannot consume leafy greens. So what else can you do to get your dietary intake of lutein and zeaxanthin? Well, another wonderful source are bell peppers. In particular, the orange and the yellow varieties are very, very high in lutein and zeaxanthin. Think of orange and yellow foods, because if foods are orange and yellow, they're likely high in the carotenoids. And again, certain of those orange and yellow foods will also be high, specifically, not just in all carotenoids, but specifically in lutein and zeaxanthin. So bell peppers are a wonderful source. So if you're ever offered bell peppers, instead of getting the green ones, which I think are most readily available and perhaps a little bit cheaper, really strive for the really multicolored ones, particularly the orange and the yellow ones. Also, if you do eat animal products, then the egg yolk is a wonderful source of lutein and zeaxanthin. That orange yellow color of the egg yolk is because of very high concentrations of these yellow pigmented carotenoids. Additionally, corn that's yellow is also a rich source of zeaxanthin as well as lutein. And by the way, the scientific name for corn is Zea maize, Zeamays. And that's actually where zeaxanthin got its name from, the scientific name of corn. So again, think of corn, it's yellow because it has high levels of zeaxanthin and lutein. And finally, I'll share with you, there are other foods as well, but this is what I'll share with you because I want to move on to the next topic. But certain spices can also be rich in lutein and zeaxanthin, particularly paprika, as well as cayenne pepper. And if you think about where these spices come from, these spices actually come from peppers that are typically red or orange or yellow. So think of spices as well when you're thinking about your dietary intake of these nutrients. Again, there are many other foods that provide lutein and zeaxanthin. And in my book, Beyond Carrots, Best Foods for Eye Health A to Z, in part two of my book, which is where I go through the 40 foods, you'll see that there are a wide variety of foods that can provide these nutrients. Now, aside from eye health, there are also other pretty significant health benefits of these macular carotenoids. For example, these macular carotenoids have been shown to really boost cognitive health and reduce cognitive decline. So they're wonderful for brain health. And we're also just learning from studies on children, particularly infants, that their brains also benefit from lutein and zeaxanthin during development. So it's not just, we typically think of infant brain health with DHA, the omega-3 fatty acid that's important for brain structure and in childhood development, but also we're learning now that lutein and zeaxanthin may be just as important for developing brains. Also, there are many proven benefits of these macular carotenoids for skin health. Just as they protect the eye, they can also protect the skin against oxidative stress and oxidative damage. And then finally, there is some emerging research looking at prostate cancer and breast cancer and the benefits of the macular carotenoids for both of these types of cancers. Now, again, this research is relatively early, but in terms of cognitive health, skin health, the research is very vast, and it's very, very convincing in terms of the benefits for non-eye organs.